takes a lot.
Really, really turns us on. When it all comes down to the real thing,
here's the song we love to sing. Go Saints all the way, Saints go all the way.
I believe.
Go Saints all the way, Saints go all the way.
I believe.
Welcome to the UK Saints podcast. With only one Saxon today and only one Sheepshagger. It's the bye week, so half our team have taken the bye. Richard's taken the option to go to Canada, and Ryan is playing doctor with his poorly kids. So you've got to listen to me and Ash tonight. Ash, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm actually, you know what? I woke up this morning really happy. I was probably the only happy Welshman in Wales today.
Yes, we are an NFL podcast, but are you not, you know, you're a passionate Welshman. Are you not disheartened that, you know, Wales aren't going to the World Cup?
Oh hell no. I am a passionate Welshman. Don't get me wrong, you know, I'm land of my fathers and all that jazz, but I am rugby through and through. I've got a load of football friends in my works going, oh, we're gonna make the World Cup, we're gonna make the World Cup, all we gotta do is beat Ireland. This morning they avoided me like the plague because I was like, oh well, that's another 4 years you gotta wait for the World Cup. Oh, hang on a minute. Well, you couldn't see Wales in a World Cup in 2 years' time, but that's the Rugby World Cup. So,
yeah, well, that's it. You know, I don't even bother watching England play football because it just bores the shit out of me. But we're American football podcasts, so
yes.
Let's talk a bit American football. Bye week. Have you had a fun bye week, or you've been bored shitless?
It's nice to be a fan.
I enjoyed Sunday. I'm not going to lie. I enjoyed Sunday. I had no sort of, you know, of course I wanted the Panthers to lose, but I just sat there for hours on Red Zone, just sitting there watching it all go by.
Well, this is it. Unfortunately, obviously, you know, a lot of disgruntled people couldn't.
Yes, we'll get into that later in the show.
It's a bit surreal. Because usually I'm so used to watching the Saints, you know, the first game I watch is the Saints. But it was so nice to sit back and watch other, you know, watch the other games.
Definitely. It was good. What was your game you enjoyed the most? Your Jets beating the Browns?
No.
That's a diabolical game. And they benched Sean Kizer in that as well.
Yeah, oh, it was absolute fucking dynamite. You know, it's a case of, as a young rookie quarterback, you know, and it was a case of, you know, it's like Carson Wentz and, you know, Jared Goff. The first rookie season, you know, and especially going to the fucking Browns, you are going to have a bit of fucking stumbling blocks, you know.
He hasn't got any sort of weapons, has he?
No.
Sean Kizer. But, you know what, I think they made the right choice at the time, but I think you'll see him again this season. He'll be back in there. I think it was just this. I think maybe it's just situation of the game. He's a young quarterback. Just take him out of there for a little bit. But yeah, apart from that, really, there's quite a lot of stories. To be fair, since we recorded. If I do sound very weird, guys, I do apologise. I'm suffering with a bit of a cold as well because it is that time of year, like we said. So I might be sniffing a little bit, not sniffing like the Miami Dolphins coach, but sniffing. That's one story. What the hell, man? That's just mental. Everything's going from bad to the worst of the Dolphins at the moment. It's just typical Dolphins, isn't it?
Well, that's it. Because I've been retweeting memes, you know, with the Dolphins logo with a bit of coke on its nose, rolled up with a $1 bill, and he's got lots of money. He's not crappily paid, is he?
$2 million a year. He's one of the highest paid assistant coaches in the league.
Yeah, and it's a case of, all right, if you want to do that kind of thing, you know, I personally don't touch drugs, but if you want to do that kind of thing, that's fair enough. But do it in a secure environment. Don't make sure that someone's
not in the actual training facility itself.
No, exactly. You know, if you want to hit up, you hit up before you come to work, or you go, or you hit up afterwards. Don't do it in the middle of the day, because that's just causing trouble, isn't it?
Yeah. So as we're talking NFL headlines, we'll do. I haven't written down any contents today because it's been such a mad day. So we're just going to ramble on for as long as we can. But we'll do a bit. Yeah. We'll do some headlines first around the league.
First headline: Big Ben, 5 interceptions, Jacksonville.
Yes, and he hinted that, you know, could this be Big Ben's last season?
Well, you know, the thing is with the Steelers is immediately after the game, you had Le'Veon Bell bitching and whinging that they've got away from Steelers football with the running game again. And I don't think it's his last year. I just think it was his off day.
It was not, yeah, but you know, there's the rumblings coming out at the end of last season, weren't there, that he might be thinking of hanging the cleats up. I don't know. Like I said, I picked Steelers as my Super Bowl team, but I still believe they're the sort of team that can go on a run. But that it was a very weird game. You know?
Yeah, it was like when was the last time that you've seen a QB throw 5 interceptions in the game?
And hasn't been benched. A QB would normally be benched before then.
Well, that's it. I thought I was expecting Steelers fans to come onto the pitch and bathe through his blood.
Well, I think there's a lot of frustration because it's not been. Let's not kid ourselves. Every time you go and play the Jags, you expect to win, don't you? Most teams do because how the Jags have been the last couple of years.
Yeah, but the Jags have been at Jekyll and Hyde this season. One week they're good or they play well. Next week, then they complete shit.
What was it? They stormed off against Houston. What was unexpected. Yeah. Then they go and get absolutely shafted by the Titans. And then they go and absolutely destroy the Ravens in London. And then beat by the Jets. And now they just absolutely pick off Big Ben 5 times in his own backyard.
Exactly. So it's a case of...
Where do you see Jacksonville? Do you see him as a... Is their defense good enough to get them to a playoffs? Or do you think... do you think they're, you know, maybe... Their offense isn't that good yet.
Well, I wouldn't say no to them, you know, trying to win the division of the AFC South.
But that's a laughing division normally as well, the AFC South.
I know. Now I would put the Texans to win it every year. But then you've got the Colts, who we thought was going to be a dire team, showing a little bit of promise, you know, winning one or two games.
Yeah, Jacoby Brissett's kind of hanging on in there. They're kind of staying in the mix, ready for Luck to come back and try and make a run at the end.
Yeah. So then you've got the Titans, and this, you know, they're another team that, you know, can turn up or they don't.
Well, look at that. They destroyed Seattle, didn't they?
Yeah.
But this is it. This is it. Marcus Mariota, you can't rely on his fitness either. So, you know, it's good. That's one headline I think worth keeping an eye out for is the Steelers, because it is just... It's strange, isn't it? It is a strange one, what's going on. Another one, I didn't think we talked about the Cam Newton incident, did we?
What, with the reporter?
Yeah. Did we talk about that last week? I can't remember. I don't think we did touch on it, did we?
No, I didn't think... No, I think... I know that a comment was mentioned about him being dropped on the Danone yogurt thing, but...
Yeah, not a sponsor.
This is the thing. Is Michael Rappaport hit the nail on the head, right? And everyone was chastising him for, you know, saying, oh, you find it funny and things like that.
Well, I find it funny, you know, Cam Newton talking about Super Bowl rings.
But it's a case of did he mean it to be offensive, or did he say, listen, it's kind of funny that the girl's spoken to her about rights? Because Michael Rappaport, who I love, he is absolutely brilliant with his rants, and he turned around and said if he went into a store with pantyhose and things like that, and he wanted that, you know, he was asking about different types of underwear for women and all that, and then a woman laughed at him saying, oh, it's so funny you're asking all these questions about pantyhose.
But this I think that's completely out of context, really. I think there are so many amazing female journalists in the NFL.
Oh, of course it is. Don't get me wrong.
I can understand what you're saying, but I just think he's thick as shit.
He hasn't grown up.
He's thick as shit.
He thinks he's still in a frat party in college.
Yeah, he's, you know what, and I think people were starting to come round from him because of what happened with his Super Bowl press conference as well. People are now starting to come round saying, okay, maybe he's matured a little bit, and he just goes and does that. And yeah. How scripted was that apology?
Oh, but you could tell the way he, you know, the way he had the camera in his face. He was basically looking as if he was looking at Norto Q.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, that was written for him. PR team read that for him.
Yeah, because the PR's like pulling their hair out, thinking, oh, for fuck's sake, what are you doing, Cam?
Again.
It's another headache we got to deal with. So, of course, it to me, it did feel scripted. And to me, I looked at him and thought, well, he looks like he's on the verge of crying. But it's a case of just be a man. Just turn around and say, listen, I said it. I know I said it. At the end of the day, I hold my hands up. I was wrong. Blah, 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 blah. I just speak from the heart. But like you said, it did feel scripted. The PR team put a fucking good script together. Put that in the Oscars. Because I'm telling you what, you'll probably win the fucking screenwriter play award.
Definitely. Definitely, definitely. It's just another thing of Cam Newton. It started off first for when he... Well, it's not his first situation with a female reporter. Didn't he call one... You know, didn't he say, I'll put that one in the box, sweetheart, and stuff like that?
Yeah.
It's just, this guy is just a fucking knob, isn't he?
He is, yeah. It's a case of, like, it's like I said, I think he still thinks he's a college player.
Mm.
You know, you're having a laugh with the lads and, you know, you're having a laugh with the boys and everything like that. You're taking a piss. But it's a case of, well, sorry, mate, but you're in the pros now. It's time to stop acting like a twat and, you know, man up. If he turned around to me and said, listen, I was an ass, right? At the time, I thought it was a funny joke. It backfired. I apologize. That's the end of it. Then fair enough. I'll shake his hand and say, okay, just learn from your mistakes.
Mm.
But then it's like, well...
Mm. The next thing I want to talk about is, have you seen Jerry Jones' comments?
Oh, about the bloody players standing for the flag?
Yes, players who disrespect the flag won't play.
And also Roger Goodell said that he's making a meeting, isn't he, to discuss with the owners to make sure that every player stands for the anthem.
I think this is just, you know, backfire. We've discussed this before with American guests on the show. It's a sensitive issue, but I just think how the White House are spinning it. And I've seen stuff like they're going to say they're going to cut the NFL's funding and stuff like that.
Trust me, the NFL is not short of money. Without the, you know, the, you can't tell me that the White House or the, you know, the US government are the big money suppliers for the NFL. With all the money making deals that they have with all different sponsors, Nike, Under Armour, everything else, you know, you telling me that they're going to be short of money if they pull the fucking US funding?
Hmm. Oh no, they won't be short money. But I just quite amazed for, you know, a guy who came out and he took a knee before the national anthem, you know, showing that he was with his players, and now is now going to say to some of his players, well, if you do it, you're going to be benched. It's just fit. It's kind of like, hang on, wait a minute. This is. I can see why Jerry Jones is doing it because, you know, he is very. You can tell he's in there with Trump, isn't he? So.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, right, is. You've got to, it's going to be sooner or later, you've got to address the elephant in the room, right?
Mm.
Oh, pardon me.
Oh, more TV. It's
it's my Pepsi, it is.
Ah.
The thing is you've got to address the white elephant in the room, and of course, no one is addressing it.
No.
It's the simple case of, it's not against the flag, it's not against the military, it's not against the anthem or the flag or whatever. It's the fact that black men and women are facing injustice every day.
And it's just a platform they're using to get the message out. And going back onto that, I don't know if these stories are false or not. I saw Kaepernick put a tweet out about something. It was about he said if he gets re-signed for a team, he'll stand for the national anthem. Do you know if there's any truth behind those stories, or is that just a rumor going around?
Well, I've seen it a couple of times. I haven't seen it on his tweet personally. But if he does, if it is true, then what was the last 8-10 months for then. Because if you turn around to me and say, well, now you're going to start standing for the anthem, so you want to play, is it A, because you're short of money, or is it B, that he still wants to play football, or is it C, because he's made a major cock-up and thought, well, I shouldn't have done it, and now he's backtracking? At the end of the day, what Kaepernick did, and I completely applaud him for doing it, what he did was shed light on a very sensitive issue.
Yeah, I'm trying to find his tweets. I think he tweeted saying, like, don't believe everything you see or stuff like that. But did you see the vice president was at the 49ers Colts game?
Yeah.
That was, and all, I'm and sorry, but saying, that was so that staged. Was staged. Yeah. So staged. They knew he wasn't going to stay up for the whole game.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course he wasn't, but it's a case of where did he fly? You know, he flew into Indianapolis. I think it was from L.A. To an Indianapolis, and then he flew straight back again.
So Kaepernick put a Winston Churchill quote out. He said, a lie gets halfway around the world before the truth has a chance to get its pants on.
Yeah, well, there you go then.
So, here we go. The reports that Colin will stand for the anthem are completely false. He has never discussed this with anyone, and Colin retweeted that. So that's that one in the bed. It's false rumours. So, yeah, let's get on to the next story I want to talk about. We're losing a lot of star players, aren't we? Let's not lie.
As far as in the Saints or the NFL or
NFL in general. So, you know, let's go JJ Watt now out for the season again.
Mm. The thing is with JJ Watt is, you know, he's now injury prone, isn't he?
Yes.
And to be honest with you, the first few seasons he had with the Texans, he was carrying that team on his back.
And now he's finally got an offense, maybe, that could take him further into the playoffs, and now he can't stay healthy.
Exactly. Is he now got the injury bug
that he
can't stay healthy for a season?
Yeah, if I was a Texan fan, I'd be absolutely raging. Unlucky for him, unfortunately. But and then what about the Giants getting their whole receiver core wiped out and Odell Beckham Jr. out for the season?
Right, I want to touch on OBJ. When you saw him on TV and people were sharing, replays of him, he was on that card and he was crying.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of people took the piss out of him. And if anyone listening to this, right, was one of the ones that laughed at him, fucking shame on you, because I've had a broken leg in rugby and it hurts like a motherfucker, right? And it's a case of he knows his season's over. He's a passionate player. Yeah, okay, some methods you may not agree with. But for him to have a broken leg and the sheer pain that he would have been in, because I've experienced it, it's no fun and joke. It would bring tears to your eyes.
Yeah, I was going to say that exact same thing. You know, He's obviously in a lot of pain, and also he is a true professional. And it looked like the game was going his way as well. It looked like it might have been his breakout game for the season. A lot of people are also pointing the finger at Eli Manning on this one, because he's been throwing the ball quite high for his receivers, and it gives him more chance to get hit, defensively. I'm not too sure how much you can put that on Manning and just bad luck. I think the Giants are heading towards that number one draft pick, aren't they?
Well, exactly, because you got Brandon Marshall out. You got, what's his name? Sterling Shepard?
His name? Yeah, Sterling Shepard. Yeah. And then you got
OBJ. They got Marshall from the Jets to bolster his receiver core.
Yeah, and they've all wiped out.
Your top three receivers are out.
Trade Brandon Coleman. What's it worth to you, Giants? What's it worth to you?
Screw them.
I had a dream that we actually traded Willie Snead to the Giants.
Oh, don't say that.
Yeah, that kind of scared me when I woke up. Because you wake up from a dream and you think like it was real for like 2 minutes. Yeah. I thought, fuck, you know, it was Sunday night as well. I was like, fuck, all the Giants receivers are injured and we've traded Willie Snead to the Giants. Because Loomis wants to get a bit of fucking business in and he could do it because Snead, we haven't had Snead all season, so what does it mean now? But God, fuck, that was a dream because I'd hate to lose Snead.
Oh, it definitely. And it was a case of I was, because like my touchdown box, you know, I believe they're Mr. and Mrs. They're both Giants fans. And, you know, I basically said, oh, you know, 0-5 for you lot. And when have you ever known the Giants to go 0-5?
Never really. It's just strange.
You know, they were one of my sneaky little teams that made me get a wild card spot.
Oh, I thought they were a sneaky team for the Super Bowl.
And of course, the way they lost against the Chargers as well.
Oh Jesus, yeah.
So I mean, it's like if I don't know if the Giants have got the Browns, but if the Browns have got the Giants, then I would favourably go the Browns on that one.
Well, I'm never picking the Browns ever again in Pick'ems. Every time I come from his backfired. So fuck the Browns, they're annoying me now. But yeah, I.
It's a case of who's left, who's got the zero now? It's San Francisco, the Browns, and now Giants.
Mm.
So you've got three teams on 0. So you've got three teams now tied for the number one overall.
Yeah.
I know it's early in the season, but you think about it. With those three teams, where are they going to get their first win from? Because I'm telling you now, I can't see it for quite some time now. If the Browns was going to win a game, I would have thought they would have won it against the Jets. And they fucked that up.
Yeah. Well, this is it. It's looking like they could be a serious 0-16 candidate.
Yeah.
Along with the San Francisco 49ers. You've lost two games in overtime this season now, so back-to-back weeks as well. It's just unlucky for them, isn't it?
It's like.
But that's what happens when you've got no talent on your team.
It's like with the Niners is going back to the Kaepernick thing when he did the whole kneeling during the anthem. It's like there's a curse in California on that team.
Yeah,
because they can't do nothing. They have, like, you know, rightly so, like you said, they haven't got any talent, but. they're just that poor. I actually had hope for them because obviously, what's his name? The one, the general manager Lynch from the Buc- who used to be the Buccaneer safety.
Yeah, I know the one you're on about.
Yeah. When he went as GM, I thought, okay, you know, former player, knows a few things. I'll give him one or two wins this season. And it's like, well,
where are they going to get it from?
Same nine is different season.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, it's a bit strange, isn't it? But who have they got this week? They are playing. Bear with me.
They're playing the Skins away. They're on the road to the Skins.
Well, that's a loss then, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then who else in the night? Week seven. Who have they got? Week seven. Let's have a look. Then they're at home against the Cowboys. That's a loss. Week 8, on the road at Philly, that's a loss. Week 9, oh, they've got Arizona on week 9. That could be their first win.
I don't think it would be, mate.
Adrian Peterson's going to rush for 100 yards in that game.
You know, week 10, New York Giants at San Francisco.
Oh, that's a game to put in your diary to miss.
Yeah, it's 9:25 PM our time.
So you'll have
the Houston at LA at 9:05, or Dallas Atlanta, Giants San Francisco, or the Pats. Oh no, the Pats are at 1:30 AM. But yeah, New York Giants San Francisco. So
they've got the Bears week 13 in Chicago. So that's another chance for him.
Oh, dear Lord.
Then they've got Houston week 14, so they'll lose that. And then, they've got the Titans coming to him, so who depends what shape they're in. And they've got Jacksonville They got Jacksonville at home as well later in the season, so you never know what team's going to turn up with Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And last game of the season, they've got the Rams in LA.
I was quite disappointed in the Rams last week. They were my safe bet, and I thought they would have had it in the bag.
I thought you were very brave going a safe bet there, because you don't. Seattle can just turn up.
I know, but it was a case of the Rams have been so crap the last few years, and I actually have had hope for them. It was probably fucking Chris, the LA Rams guy from the Bow Boy and Bang of the. Distilled a little bit of hope, thinking, okay, yeah, I quite like your Rams, unit. So, yeah, maybe you could be divisional player, winners. And then it was just a case of all that when it fucking, went all the way out on the Coliseum.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens with the Rams. I still think they could take that NFC West. We just discussed, I touched on it briefly there when we talked about Arizona. We might as well get into the big story of the day. These stories normally break as soon as we finish recording, so it's quite nice. everything breaks just as we finish recording. It was the Anthony trade, I think it was a Snead suspension, something.
Yep.
Loads of things just break, literally. It is literally 2 minutes after we finish recording. But no, Peterson broke earlier today that he's being traded for a conditional sixth round draft pick?
That's what a lot of beat writers are suggesting. Is there was some stories going around that we had an undisclosed draft pick, but as the hours have gone on, it's a conditional six round draft pick. So if AP gets to like 1,000 yards rushing with the Cards, then obviously the way I work it out is the better he plays, the higher the draft pick.
The thing is, though, David Johnson comes back in about 3-4 weeks' time, doesn't he?
Does he? I don't know.
I think about week 9 he comes back, David Johnson.
Yeah, well, the thing is now is, if you got week 9, you've still got like 3 weeks to go for...
It'll take him a few weeks to get in his rhythm, but yeah, we'll see. We'll see. He could be a little fantasy pickup there for anyone, but unfortunately, it was great. Seeing a future Hall of Famer come to the Saints, but it just shows that it's another Mickey Loomis deal that hasn't worked out.
Yeah, well, it's the last 4 weeks. I honestly believe, and I've already tweeted this out, that the way I look at it is, it's Ingram, Kamara 1A, and then AP number 2. And I reckon the reason why he hasn't been used as much as Kamara and Ingram is because he had that spat with Peyton in week 1.
I think he's been on the trade block since week 1.
Yeah, because of course, you know what Peyton's like. You have a fucking pop off at
you're out.
Your ass is gone. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a case of, I'll keep you on the roster. We'll see if we can trade you from here to there. And obviously, it's happened that he's gone to the Cardinals.
Yeah. So, but yeah, unfortunately it didn't work out. Would have loved it for him to work out, but yeah, it's one of these things. It happens. But he's winding down now, isn't he, in his career? So,
well, this is it. What you tend to usually have, don't you? It's like they go back to their first team, and then they obviously sign for a day, and then they retire.
Yeah.
So you see how he works out with the Cardinals. If he doesn't work out with the Cardinals, then it could be the end of the road for AP.
I think it will be the end of the road. Come up way this summer.
Mm.
Come on, wait, mate. It'll be the end of the road this summer.
I don't feel any sadness that he's going, though.
No, neither do I. It was a punt. It didn't work. Some of them work, some of them don't. Move on.
Well, I bet he's regretting leaving the Vikings now, isn't he?
Yeah. So another couple of Saints news since we last recorded is Zach Streif. This one broke as soon as we finished as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Zach Streif and Alex Anzalone's been placed on IR. Will we ever see Zach Streif in a Saints jersey ever again?
I think so.
I think he
will retire as a black and gold.
I hope so. Yeah, I think he I think. But I thought Jari Evans would as well. But obviously, Jari's doing his thing up in Green Bay.
Mm.
Yeah, he's started for them, isn't he? So,
giving Rodgers. But yeah, I wouldn't like to see Streeth go yet. You know, it's get himself healthy and, you know, see what next season brings.
So, look, like I was saying this, I've been thinking this, I think said it to you maybe. We all wanted Reuben Foster in the draft, and we got left with Ramczyk. What a fate that is, that we've been left with, you know, the guy who's played so many snaps. You know, he's the perfect replacement for Streeve, and you know, he fell to us in the first round. So not too bad of a choice there.
Well, no, because obviously that pick came from the whole Brandon Cooks trade.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, at the time, I will admit, I turned and I said, why the fucking hell are we getting an offensive lineman? Well, why don't we get some defense of what we really need? So, I take my hat off and I'll eat my own words. It is a case of, okay, you know, this is why I'm not in the NFL.
Yeah. Oh, I think they took the highest player on the, you know, highest grade of a player available.
Yeah.
It could have been anyone.
Well, yeah, but then, you know, it's a decision that's turned out right.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, 100%. So, good. You know, I hope it's not the last time we see Streeve. Anzalone, what was it? Was it a shoulder injury, was it, for Anzalone?
Yeah, it was his shoulder, wasn't it? He hurt his shoulder, I think, was it the first quarter in the London game?
Yeah. So, it's a shame to him because he was, you know, showing some bright sparks. Hopefully he can, you know, recover, come back same way. Let's hope so.
I would have thought so because, you know, he is young, so
yeah,
I reckon this injury will sort of like help him think right not to do it again, and you know, I think he'll be a bit more experienced. Yeah
cool.
So
that's just a couple of Saints headlines. I haven't got anything else. I was just cut off the top of my head. I haven't really got any other Saints headlines, really. Have you got anything to add? What things happened during? It's been a nice, quiet bye week, apart from the old Peterson trade. But we're not looking.
Yeah, it has been. It has been a bit of a quiet, quiet week. You know, apart from, you know, obviously the AP and the injuries that we have.
Now, but they're not.
But they're not major, are they?
No. Well,
you know, we haven't turned around and said, right, we've lost it. You know, we've lost Streeve, we've lost Anzalone. Well, we got depth in, you know, in the linebacker role, and we got Ramczyk to fall on with Streeve.
Yeah,
and plus Terron Armstead's coming back as well, isn't he?
Yes, he was back. He was back in full training in London.
Yeah.
So yeah, hopefully he'll be back. And Snead's hamstring will hopefully be, you know, fully mended and glued together. So he can play against the Lions. So what I was going to say next was with the Lions game.
Yep.
After seeing them against Carolina, are you going into that confident?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah?
I am, because, you know, we'll get. It's one of the questions that was talked about with the Panthers, which we'll get to. But yeah, I am actually, you know, confident. I'm even more confident now.
Matt Stafford.
With Matt Stafford being questionable, because all the beat writers and everything have said, listen, if Matt Stafford goes down, the Lions got no offense, because they, you know, yeah, they got, you know, they got.
They can try and run it with Riddick, but you know, look what we did with Jay Ajayi. You
know, exactly. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, I value Ajayi more
than Riddick.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, 100%.
So
yeah.
I'm actually quite confident. I reckon that we'll start getting the winning season this Sunday against the Lions, and I reckon we'll win that game at the Dome.
Oh yeah, you know, I'm it's been nice getting some Saints football back, you know, because we had such a mental week with London. Kind of calmed down now, and we're ready to get back going.
Yeah, it's back at the Dome now, and you know they've been away from the Dome for some time. You know, obviously two road games, then you've got the bye week, so they're back in the Dome now, and which is going to be epic. But yeah, I'm seriously super confident.
I think last time we were in the Dome was in that we only played once in the Dome this season.
Yeah, and that's against the Patriots.
And think, you know, how quiet that Dome got in that game. I reckon, you know, this place has got such a buzz around it, especially after a bye week now. And considering we've only played one game at home this season, and this was it, everyone was saying at the start of the season when the schedule came out, coming going into that bye week, 2-2, we'd be over the moon with, and we've done that. And that was with 3 games on the road and a home game against the Patriots.
Yeah, and you know, even me, I put a stand at 0-4 at the bye week, so you know, I'm gladly eating my words to be 2-2.
Oh, I said all along, didn't I? I said all along, keep the faith, we'll be 2-2.
Yes, that you did, you know, and well done on you for that. But yeah, I really am looking forward to a Saints win. If we don't win that game, I would be disappointed.
I'm hoping the bye week hasn't killed the momentum.
I don't think it is. I think that they, you know, if you win, obviously they got a 2-win, you know, 2-game win streak. To carry that off into the bye, that is gonna do fucking amazing for your confidence. If they had lost the game in London, then they'd have a bye week of, oh, we lost you, and you'd be down in the dumps. But because you've got a 2-game win streak,
yeah.
You know, I mean, that gets you quite pumped. I don't play for them, and I'm still quite pumped with it.
So let's just do the first quarter of the season done. So let's just go back and look at the first quarter of the season. Marks out of 10 for where we are.
I'd give an 8.
An 8. I'll give you that. An 8. Marks out of 10 on defense.
I'd go a 6.
I think I'll go for a 6.5.
Because the reason why I say 6 is if week 3 and week 4 has given me that 6.
Yes, otherwise it would have been down 2-1.
Yeah.
So,
or non-existent. But yeah, I'd rate it a 6. Now, you know, I got quite good confidence in the defense, the way they are operating now. So yeah, I think 6 is a good, is a fair score.
And your offense? I'd go 6.
Well, the offense, I don't think I'd go bad though. Because the thing is the last 2 games, I'm gonna go an 8, and the reason why I am gonna go an 8. Is because obviously Breeze has not thrown an interception.
Yes, and
no players have been picked. So I'll always rate the offense quite highly. So I'll give them an 8.
And your standout player of the season so far?
It's got to be Kamara, isn't it?
Okay.
I'd go with Alvin Kamara. I think that because he's had more touches of the ball. And he's learning the playbook, and you know he has just been an absolute beast. Because not only is he a running back, but he shows that he's got hands to catch the ball as well. You know, look at the second touchdown in Miami.
Yeah.
I mean, Breeze threw like an underarm pass to him. Bum, 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 end zone. Good night, Irene.
Mine's Kenny Vaccaro. No.
No, you can. So from one week you pulled him a cunt, the next week it's like,
I was joking. Marshawn Lattimore, I'm going for.
Yeah.
I think he's been immense.
Yeah, fair dues he has, because, you know, a rookie coming from college into the pros and, you know, really cementing, you know, that cornerback position.
Yeah. And also,
I'd go with that.
Yeah. I think I'm getting excited because it looks like Michael Thomas is getting in the zone at the moment as well. So yeah. I'm getting excited for him to start exploding out. And now maybe that, you know, the likes of Beckham are out for the season, it might give a bit more air time to Michael Thomas that he deserves. Because he's not playing that big market like Beckham is, and he's not out and about, but he does his job well.
Oh, he does, yeah. You know, obviously, you know, It's a good mixture because obviously you got Ted Ginn that, you know, when Ted he uses butterfinger gloves in the, you know, in the locker room, he wears his actual gloves.
He's actually, you know, against Carolina or against the Miami, he's come up with some great catches.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So, you know, and I like the old little jet sweep we do with him. I like that.
Yeah,
it's a good little play because he is a little speedster. So it's quite a little trick play we can do. So, overall, I'm quite happy. Going into the second quarter of the season, let's have a look. Going into the second quarter, we've got our first 2 games are very Yeah, well, I say very hard. Hopefully we should be able to beat the Lions. Thank you. I just lost my words there. And then we're away at Green Bay.
That's going to be a
home
difficult game.
Against the Bears, and then we are at home against the Bucks. So if we can go 3-1 in that,
Do you know what? I'm going to agree with you there. I reckon the only loss I can find there in those 4 weeks would be against the Packers in Lambeau.
And then we're going to be set up at the halfway point to make a run because we've still got the Bills to play, who aren't an easy team, but I favour us to beat the Bills. We still got the Jets to play. Once again, showing they will give teams a game, but I still think we'll have enough to beat them. It's gonna be. I'm still happy with my 9-7 prediction.
So at the, so before the Week 10, we would be 5-3. We would be 2 games over 500.
5-3. And that's kind of leveling out on my 9-7 season.
Well, it still goes to show that my first prediction of 11-5 is still intact as well.
It is, yes, it's still intact. So, but yeah, we have.
I reckon we could beat the Bills. I reckon we could beat the Skins. We could beat the Rams.
Yeah.
We can beat the Panthers again, and then it's those 2 weeks, you know, we got the Jets as well, and then week 14, week 16, you've got the Dirty Birds.
I think those games against Atlanta, I think that game at Christmas Eve against Atlanta could sort out the division that good. Not because I don't think Carolina are the best team. Yes,
no.
They hold on well when they need to, but I think we'll be able to. I think they'll drop points. Sorry, it's not football. They'll drop games. They have a hard schedule coming up. I think they might have to play Seattle again. That's Atlanta have got to play Seattle. But yeah, I'm not worried about the Panthers too much.
No, I'm not. No, because obviously in week 9 they got the Atlanta Falcons anyway. So, but yeah, I'm not too worried about the Panthers. I'm really looking forward to seeing the Saints. You know, continue to build on what they've got at the moment. If the defense stays the defense that they are, and they are clicking, they are gelling, and they're doing what we saw of them against Carolina. And also the Dolphins. Do you know what? It could be a bloody good year.
Awesome. So, right. Let's go into picks. We haven't got Ryan with the spreadsheet tonight. So I can't remember what I went this weekend. I haven't looked, to be fair.
I know the scores from last week's pick. It was a case of you were 0, I was +2. Richard was -1.
And Ryan?
-6.
Ooh, his big lead's been cut then, isn't it?
Yeah, because he went safe bet Steelers.
Ooh. well, you went safe bet Rams and upset. Who was your upset? The Panthers, wasn't it?
Panthers.
Yeah, so that's... Yeah, you've come
so
back...
So, of course, when the Panthers won, it's like, yes, I got a +5. All I need now is the Rams to come in to give me that +1 point. And I'm +6.
Yeah, but no.
And then it's a case of, you know, I didn't stay at the watch the end of it. It was 10-all at half time. I thought, come on, Rams, please, Rams. And then I woke up and they only lost by 6. I'm thinking, for fuck's sake.
Right, you whose picks have you got? So you got someone's picks in front of you, haven't you? Is it Ryan or Richards?
I've got mine and I got Richards.
Cool. Ryan will tweet his out. So let's start with the start of our game, the Lions at the Saints.
I got the Saints, and Richard's got the Saints as an upset.
Oh, can we give that to him as an upset? With Stafford being injured.
Well, it is a case of he did pick these before Stafford was questionable.
We'll message him, we'll find out. We'll message him.
Yeah.
We'll put a Twitter poll up.
Yeah, put it as a Twitter poll, listeners. you know, do your thing, right, and say, right, should Richard Lowe have, should he be allowed to have an upset Saints for the Detroit Lions?
Because I don't think that's an upset.
No, I don't think it is either, but...
Before Matt Stafford was questionable. Philadelphia going to Carolina. I'm liking the matchup of this game. I'm liking what Philadelphia are doing. I think they're going to win that AFC East this year. I like what Wentz is doing.
AFC East? Then you mean NFC?
NFC East. Sorry, I do apologize. Not in the fucking same division as the Patriots and the Dolphins. Yeah, NFC East. I like what they're doing. I really do. They're quite fun to watch on Red Zone.
Well, it's obviously, you know, Carson Wentz was a rookie quarterback last season. You know, they didn't have the season they was expected, but now that he's settled down in more, you know, and the way that they're doing it this year, because obviously you've got the Giants in the pants, so the Redskins are Redskins. Dallas doesn't know their ass from their elbow at the moment.
Right.
So, I reckon the Eagles would win the NFC East.
Fair enough. Right. I'm going to Eagles. Who are you going with? Eagles as well?
I'm going Eagles and Richard went Panthers.
Ooh, okay. Right. Miami at Atlanta. You know, somehow Jay Cutler's still a starting quarterback. I've only seen one winner here.
I think it's going to be the Falcons. Me and Richard both went the Falcons. It's a case of, yeah, there's a dirty burst, but come on, the Finns, really.
Yeah, Cleveland at Houston. I'm going to use my safe bet on Houston.
Oh, do you know what? That's what Richard's got as well.
Yeah, use a safe bet against Cleveland.
Yeah, he's got his safe bet against Cleveland. You watch now, Cleveland beat the Texans.
Oh no, and
I've also gone the Texans also.
Fair enough. Right then. Next, we have got the Green Bay Packers at the Minnesota Vikings. Divisional game.
I have got the Packers on this one, and so has Richard.
Make that three Packers then.
Mm-hmm.
Bradford might be back, but let's just take a minute just to say, Aaron Rodgers last week against the Cowboys. Holy smokes!
No. But Aaron Rodgers is like the NFC of sort of like Brady. You leave too much time on that clock and Brady will punish you.
Yeah, Rodgers will do the same.
Rodgers will do the same.
Yeah.
And of course, I think it was 1 minute 43.
Yeah.
And they come back to win the game in Jerry World.
In Jerry World.
You know, I bet that pissed Jerry Jones right off.
Yeah. Right. New England at the New York Jets.
Do you know what? When I was picking this, I
live up to your name. Live up to your name.
Shut up, you fucker! Do you know what? I was actually looking at it and thinking, well,
Jets on a
run.
Do
you know what? The Jets could actually, you know, stop them. But you know, to quash any fucking Jets fan bullshit, I've gone for the Pats, and so has Richard gone for the Pats.
I'm gonna go for the Pats as well.
You hesitated.
I was tempted to use it as my upset.
Yeah.
But my upset's coming next. The Chicago Bears at the Baltimore Ravens. I think Mitch Trubisky goes in and gets his first win
of the season
in Baltimore.
Right, well, Richard, so you're going upset Bears.
Yes.
Right, well, Richard's picked the Ravens.
Yeah.
And I've gone safe bet Ravens.
Ooh. That could be interesting.
Mm. As soon as you said upset Bears, I thought, this is going to be a tasty match for me.
Well,
and you know,
it was either upset Bears or I've got my upset later or a potential upset with the Cardinals beating the Bucks. So I'm picking between the two and I'm going to pick the Bears. The 49ers at the Skins, like we discussed 49ers, they're not getting a win here, are they? It's going to be the Skins.
No, we're me and Richard both went the Skins, mate.
Yeah. The Rams at the Jags. This is going to be an interesting game, isn't it?
Well, this
shit hot offense. That's one of the highest scoring offenses in the league against this shit hot defense. This is going to be. I think this is going to be a cracking game.
Well, when I do my picks, I always look at them and think, well, I put a 50-50 by next to them, right?
Yeah.
And I got the Eagles, Panthers 50-50, Pats, Jets 50-50, and this one is 50-50, Rams, Jags.
I think I'm going to take the Jags, you know.
Do you know what? I was umming and ahhing.
Just because they're the home team and the Rams have got to travel all the way across the country.
It's a case of... It's because the Jags won last week. They're going to lose this week.
Is that the way you're going for it?
That's because they win one, they lose one. They win one, they lose one, and they do a loss this week. That's the equation I come to. It's probably bollocks, but
yeah,
like that's the equation I come to. So I'm going to Rams, and Richard also went the Rams.
Nice. Right, Tampa Bay at Arizona.
Bucks for me and Bucks for Richard.
But I'll go Bucks as well. Even though I was floating with my safe bet, my upset, sorry, for Arizona. The LA Chargers got their first win of the season against the Giants. We spoke about that earlier. They are playing the Oakland Raiders in Oakland. I'm going to go with Oakland because I've heard that Derek Carr could be back under center for them.
See, now, the thing is I were Richard's gone Raiders. And I have gone upset Chargers.
Oh, nice. I like that. That's good. Cool.
But this was before I knew what you said about with Derek Carr may return. But, you know, I did them earlier on. I had a good thing about it. So, yeah, I'm going to stick to my guns. Upset Chargers.
Nice. Right. Pittsburgh at Kansas.
Chiefs. Oh. Chiefs for me.
I'm going Chiefs as well. For the moment, they're my Super Bowl favourite at the moment. And
that's the third for Richard. He went Chiefs as well.
Yeah. The New York Giants at the Denver Broncos. Broncos. That Broncos defense going up against the unknown wide receivers of the Giants. Yeah, I think that's going to be Broncos quite comfortable. I don't think Giants will score more than 10 points.
Well, I don't even think they're going to score 10, mate, because what targets has Eli Manning got?
Yeah.
Because the way he got battered and bruised, you know, last week against the Chargers, I don't think he's got a leg to stand on, mate.
That's the late Sunday night game, as well. And then Monday night football, AFC South matchup of the Colts at the Titans.
Richard's gone for Titans. I have gone Colts.
This is it. I don't know what to do. I'm going to go.
It's one of those. What we're going to have to do is have one of those like shit games of the week. I think this is probably the shit game of the week.
I don't know if it is, you know. Might be, actually. In previous years, I would have said it would have been the Jacksonville Rams game, but God, you can't pick that anymore, can you?
No, you can't. No.
I'm going to go Titans. I think Mariota might be back, so I'm going to go Titans at home. Just because they're the home team, I'll give them home field advantage. And that means we've got the Dallas Cowboys, the Seattle Seahawks, the Buffalo Bills, and the Bengals on bye weeks. I'm just going to look at the standings, really, on the league. You know, the three teams in the AFC East, the Bills, the Jets, and the Patriots, all 3-2. So I think the Patriots still win that division. I think they've just... Everyone's saying that they're having a horrendous season, but they're still there.
The thing is if you've got the NFL app on your phone, obviously it gets if the season were to end today and they got all the divisional round and the wildcard rounds and everything like that.
Yeah.
Right? You've got Kansas City as number one.
Buffalo number two.
Yeah. And then you've got New York Jets at the Jacksonville Jaguars, which is 6-3, and then you've got the Broncos at 5
and the Steelers at 4. NFC, you've got Eagles number one. Packers 2, Carolina 3, Carolina 3, Seattle 4, Atlanta 5, and Detroit 6. We're not far off. Like, you know, we're in that hunt. We're not far off.
Well, no, because we're third down the list. Because you've got, in the hunt, you've got LA Rams 3-2, Vikings 3-2, and then you've got the Saints 2-2.
Yeah. Right. Shall we do some questions and wrap this up? Because... as you can probably tell, we're sniffing so much. I'm dribbling out of my nose.
Yeah, no problem.
Ugh.
Right then, hang on a minute. I think I may have some more questions. One second, let me just check the Facebook. No, that's all good. Right then, it's only a couple of questions this evening. And let me just dry them up. First one is from Mandula. We basically answered this anyway. Is AD, Strife, and Anzalone gone? Who were signed as replacements? With Adrian Peterson, you've already got Kamara and Ingram.
I'd still like a third back, and I'd like that third back to be Victor. He's a free agent. We can get him very cheap, I think. And yeah, I think he can play that Peterson role of 3 or 4 touches a game.
Mm.
And he won't cost much. So that's mine. I'd bring Victor back because I've really liked him and thought he was unlucky to get cut in preseason.
And then obviously you've got Streeth, and we've already touched on. You've got your Ramchak Tyron Abstey coming back as well.
Yeah, and Kelemente can just plug in anywhere across that line. So I don't think that's really too much of a problem. We've kind of been dealing with injuries.
And then you've got Anzalone.
I think we're pretty stacked in the linebacking room, to be fair. Kikaha can go back and play there as well, along as an edge rusher as well. I think we're fine with what we've got. Stupar, you know, Robertson. I think we'll be all right with the Anzalone thing.
Yeah.
So.
Okie dokie. Right, next one is from the legendary James Baker. The question is, seeing what the Panthers have done in the last 2 weeks, should we be properly excited about the defense now? Should we be excited about the defense now, seeing as we shut them out?
We kind of reduced them to 13 points. Why not?
Because this is the thing I was trying to think of is when we beat the Panthers at Carolina, did they just have an off day, or did we actually, you know, stand our ground and actually be one as a team and actually shut them out? And, you know, the defense stepped up and everything else. So
I think it's a bit of Cam finding his rhythm still. I think we beat. We might have gone in there and beat you know, a half decent team. It could be a crucial victory, and that's why these division games are so important. But yeah, I would start getting excited. The real test was going to be this week with Matt Stafford throwing the ball,
I think it'll be the following week. I think the real test is going to be at Lambeau.
If we can go in and just contain Rodgers to under 20 points. Then we might have a chance. Let's see. You know, we've got another week off until that game. Let's get excited for the defense. Why not? We haven't been excited for a defense for a long time. So yeah, let's get excited about it, and then it can all blow up in our face.
It's a case of this fat Welshman's actually got faith in the team to actually not only have a winning season, but push for the playoffs.
Yeah.
The last couple of seasons, I haven't. It's been the case of, here we go again. Nothing's really, you know, wowed me. But now it's like, well, the defense is actually gelling, and you know the offense has always been the offense. So, yeah, I really am optimistic this year.
If we can keep the turnover ratio down and in our favor. Then yeah, I think we're going to be there. We're already plus four for the season on turnover ratio because we haven't turned it over once. So let's keep that going. Let's get no turnovers in the dome. But this is it. I think the Lions are number one in taking the ball away in the league.
Yeah, but you said that they were number two last week, and look what the Panthers did to them.
Yeah. I mean. Yeah, well, this is it. We don't know. So we'll see.
It all happens on the day, but I do believe that, you know, we're good. Just one more question from Matias Vasquez. You know, I was talking about this all Sunday, and his question was when, and in brackets, and how is Game Pass going to get this shit together?
Yes.
And I obviously don't think they're going to do it this year.
No, I don't think they will do it this year. I'm a Game Pass user. Luckily, I have no idea how. I'm yet to experience any problems with it. I must be the only one ever not to experience any problems with it. I got an email from Game Pass today, actually, saying, you know, they're going to be giving out a 20% discount. What I think is kind of shoddy, to be fair. I think that's a poor response to them. Considering the amount of money people play, they're not actually getting the product. I think they should have offered people... I think they should have, you know, done a good signed, if you've already been signed up for this season, you should get the season, you know, rest of the season free.
Yeah.
Or rest of the season, you know, a cut 75% of the price, because. Or just,
it's only a quarter of the season gone.
Well, that's it. They've refunded 20%, what kind of is quarter of the season, but they've been having issues in pre-season. So I think they could have done more. I think you'll hear more about it in the future. I don't think Game Pass is going away. As you know, Gridiron and Gravy have done a good piece on Game Pass. I think it was a piece, or just them on Twitter. Just follow them on Twitter, have a look at what they've been saying about it with the software companies. I don't want to dive too much into that. But yeah, it frustrates me because it was such a superb app before they changed. This is it. You said don't fix what's broke.
Well, this is the thing. The thing is, I am not a Game Pass subscriber this year, only because is when they had the installment plans, it was great for me because obviously I got my wife in university, my stepson's in university, my other stepchild, she's in college, and then obviously I got my six-year-old. So, of course, I'm the only really sole earner in the house. I can't stump up 140 quid in one hit. When I know that £140 go into the house for a week shopping, food shop, things like that. So when they had the installments, that was great for me because it was easily manageable and affordable.
It's like this NFL season tickets. They do that with the season tickets as well now. What I think is, you know, they're doing it. They're making it more affordable for fans. What's good. Just before we wrap up, really, have a lem sip and go to bed. Let's you know. We've kind of touched on the Lions game. I'm really looking forward to the offense this week with Snead back, with Thomas firing. It'll mean Gim will get open as well. He'll get one or two passes. Even Ryan's boy, Kobe Fleener, will get a couple of passes. And we've got Kamara. And then we know Ingram is going to be the main back, so we can just feed the ball Ingram. And once you feed Ingram, he runs. And runs and runs and runs. So,
oh yes,
I'm looking forward to it this weekend. Unfortunately, I'm working this weekend, so I finish work at 9:15 on Sunday evening. So I am going to go incognito. I'm going to turn off all social media. And I'll get back, and I'll watch the whole game at about 10:00 in the evening. I'll catch up on the whole game. As I'm watching it live,
and it's no problem because you can turn off all the social media, but you've got to remember myself, Ryan, and Richard call your phone number.
Don't. Well, if don't let me go through the pain that you guys go through the pain. Let me enjoy what you guys have to enjoy. That's all I'm gonna say.
I think
tweeting me with fucking scores or shit like that. I am going fucking incognito. You know, I'm going on fucking pure Robert Mugabe media lockdown.
I know where you work as well. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ring him up and say, could you pass a message on the pen, right? And tell him this and this and this.
Half the fucking country knows where I work these days. Right. On that note, I'm going to leave it there. Ash, it's just me and you, mate, but it's been a fun one. We'll get the others back next week.
It's always a fun one. It's always fun when I'm on.
It's
always good.
Me and you've got 100% attendance record, so.
Exactly. Yeah, we are 5-0.
We are 5-0. No. Right, mate. Pleasure. Speak soon.
Always. See you later. Who dat people?
Yeah. When it all comes down.